This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Ecosia, the search engine that funds tree planting initiatives with a portion of its search ad profits, has launched a new cross-platform browser to grow its online footprint. The new browser, available for Mac, Windows, iOS, and Android, is built on top of Google's open-source browser project Chromium, which explains why there aren't many differences to Google's own Chrome browser. However, the Germany-based company sees that as a good thing, as users might be more tempted to switch if the experience they're accustomed to is similar. Ecosia does allow the user to customize the landing page and remove sections that aren't to their liking, such as top sites or the climate impact widget. Michael Metcalf, Ecosia's chief product officer, told TechCrunch that the company expanded into browsers so that it could grow its sustainability pledge. "The main reason we are building a browser is because we want to go where our users are and start to expand the footprint of where they can be sustainable," Metcalf said. "Right now, our main use case is around search, but we want to expand into parts of browsing experiences." With this new browser, Ecosia is also starting an affiliate shopping program, meaning that users will see links to shopping sites such as Amazon, eBay, and Decathlon under the sponsored link section. The company said all the money earned through affiliate revenues will go toward planting trees and backing similar green projects. Through this kind of investment, Ecosia has committed to generating 25 watt-hours of clean energy per user each day. Metcalf said that while the company promotes lower consumption, it's acutely aware that consumers like to shop online. With the affiliate program, they have an opportunity to give back. In the future, the company also wants to improve the affiliate shopping interface, integrate its AI chatbot, and introduce more customization to the browser. Acknowledging that it's tough to get users to switch browsers, the company is initially targeting its existing search engine user base of 20 million, while it will also increase its marketing targeted at consumers who already demonstrate an affinity with the green cause. The company said that it was happy with the retention rate in its early beta testing, but it wouldn't share any data on the impact on Ecosia search traffic resulting from those using the new browser. Ecosia made a few structural changes to its search engine last year. After years of using Bing as its sole search provider, the company started experimenting with Google Search in markets like Canada, New Zealand, Brazil, and the Philippines. The company uses System One, an ad tech company that syndicates search results from Microsoft Bing, Start Page, and Info.com. Earlier this year, Ecosia also crossed the mark of planting more than 200 million trees across 95,000 locales globally. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.